industrial polluter, accounting for 10% of global pollution, ranking higher than emissions from air travel.
That's correct, and right now it's reaching about 21%, and the fast fashion industry is the second largest consumer of water in the world.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sumaya Farah, and I'm here with
Abdurrahman Abdi,
Ramla Hassan,
and Hamdi Mohammed.
And on today's episode, we will be talking about fast fashion, specifically the air pollution it causes during the shipping process.
Fast fashion is an industry known for its growing popularity, low quality yet affordable clothing sold at a fast pace. The fast fashion industry has provided cheap options for consumers with low income.
On top of that, the clothes are trendy and modern.
While it seems promising, the producers of these very clothes are getting paid extremely low, unfair rate wages.
The clothings are often produced in developing countries with fewer laws against pollution, and because fast fashion has extraordinarily swift shipping, it increases emissions up 10%.
Fast fashion jeans make up 2.5 kilograms of CO2 per wear, so imagine how much other clothes make.
Some garments even travel the world several times before settling. Changing the method of shipping doesn't help because fast shipping that relies on airplanes has a carbon footprint 59 times stronger than cargo shipping.
Companies also send half-full trucks to deliver faster, which wastes space and adds more pollution.
Imagine how much pollution is caused when you buy just a few things.
Emissions rise when people buy multiple small things in just 1 week.
So lowering the amount of things we buy in a duration of time can lower the emissions significantly.
Companies know that emissions rise more when people buy multiple things in a short amount of time and try to profit from it.
This pollution from ships and airplanes can cause heart disease, respiratory diseases, and cancer.
Companies compete in fast delivery, which also contributes to this pollution.
The faster you want your clothes delivered, the more carbon emissions, because companies try to find the fastest way it could get delivered, which always produces and releases lots of carbon dioxide into the air.
The carbon dioxide acts as greenhouse gases and traps heat in the atmosphere, which then warms the planet, causing ice caps to melt, climate change, rising sea levels, severe heat waves, and many more.
The solution to this problem is finding information about companies you buy from to prevent this.
Big companies like H&M and Shein are fast fashion induced, so you shouldn't buy from them.
Should buy from local sustainable companies so shipping is reduced.
An example is Storm Creek, a company we researched on and is located in Minnesota.
It's specifically located in Eagan, Minnesota and has a sustainable record so you can trust them.
It is a bit expensive, but it's a price to pay for a cleaner environment and cleaner planet.
Sustainable companies like Storm Creek pay their workers a fair wage, so it makes sense why it's a bit more expensive.
Other companies like Zara and Shein pay the workers unfair wages.
Big fast fashion companies do everything they can to make the clothes affordable, so they give their factory workers, shipping workers, and other employees very low salaries.
They do these things to make it look like it's the consumer's fault so they won't face backlash.
In order to help the earth, we will have to reduce or completely stop the amount of fast fashion we consume ourselves.
But isn't that hard to do?
Limiting yourself will be hard, but it isn't impossible if we try our best.
Yes, support is one of the things that we need. But we also need rules and regulations in order to stop the pollution from fast fashion.
However, to do these things, we need to know and show how much this environmental harm means to us.
How will we show how much it means, and who will we show it to?
That's a great question.
We can show people by protesting and informing them about how harmful fast fashion is for humans, animals, and the environment.
Buying from companies located in the country you live in also helps because it lowers pollution that is caused during transportation.
This may sway government officials to pass laws and rules or inform anyone in general to help limit or even stop themselves from participating in fast fashion.
Maybe even influence people to save money to support environmentally friendly companies like Storm Creek.
Storm Creek uses organic cotton and bamboo as well. Storm Creek uses organic cotton and bamboo as well as recycled polyester.
They have certificates for sustainability.
They track their carbon footprint, which is in fact way lower than that of other companies.
Since they are located in the USA, they don't use ships or airplanes to transport goods.
We hope after today's episode, You choose to make better decisions about how much you buy and where you buy from in general.
But before you guys leave, we still have one more important story about fast fashion.
That's right. We have an important story that will hopefully persuade you guys to stop fast fashion.
That's only if you didn't get persuaded.
The story comes from a close friend of mine whose name was asked not to be called, so we will call them Jack.
So Jack was a person who participated a lot in fast fashion. They would buy clothes from Shein and Zara all the time.
This was the main way they found happiness. They would shop online, wait for the package, and be super happy when they would open their clothes and show their friends the beautiful clothes they got.
Shopping was a way for Jack to forget about stress and enjoy themselves.
Jack knew about the harms of fast fashion but didn't care much since it didn't affect him.
Until he got lung cancer.
Thankfully, the doctor said Jack will survive but won't be able to do activities he did for a long time.
After 4 months of chemo, Jack healed, but they wanted to know how he had gotten cancer.
He researched about fast fashion and realized how harmful the chemicals from manufacturing are.
After he realized this, he vowed to stop buying from fast fashion companies.
From Jack's story, we learned that we need to start taking things seriously before falling victim to the harms fast fashions are causing.
Jack made the mistakes of acting oblivious to the harms of fast fashion to make himself happy.
But it quickly turned to sadness after the consequence. But it quickly turned to sadness after the consequences catched up to him.
After 4 months of chemo, Jack healed, but they wanted to know how he had gotten cancer.
He researched about fast fashion and realized how harmful the chemicals from manufacturing are.
After he realized this, he vowed to stop buying from fast fashion companies.
From Jack's story, we learned that we need to start taking things seriously before falling victims to the harm fast fashions are causing.
Jack made the massive mistake of acting oblivious to the harms of fast fashion to make himself happy.
But it quickly turned to sadness after the consequences caught up to him.
That's all for today's episode. Goodbye, everyone. I hope you have an amazing day.
Goodbye.
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 Okay, I think we did it.